All right, man. And here we go with our pre-show for what's going on there? That fucking fader is going out on me. I don't know. The pre-show for, yeah, this thing's crapping out, man. It's crapping out as we speak. The pre-show for the three. Hello, test. I test. Yes, yeah, I'm going to have to use number three. This thing is really, oh, fuck. God damn this. You know, PreSonus, my verdict on your board is it's a piece of shit. Too much goes wrong with it for it to be worth a, you know, anything. It really is, man. I'd love to say to you, it's worth it. It's not. It's not worth it. Whatever it is your motherfucking board can do, it ain't fucking worth it. Burning up all the fucking time. Fader's not working, this shit and that. You know. Jesus fucking Christ. Let me see, my boys. Tomorrow is the 3rd, or I should say today is the 3rd of September. Who's this? All right, man. what I'm looking for here now. Okay, there it is. Got a hell of a bill, ops and tech bill this month, man, but we had a lot of shit we had to do, so I get it. A lot of shit had to be fixed on this fucking piece of shit. A lot of shit, man. Bet online. March has arrived. We are only weeks away from the big tournament. Yes, that tournament. Make sure to head to Bet Online and open an account today, because Bet Online's $100,000 bracket madness starts on March 15th, Jack. Yes, that's right. I said $100,000 and March 15th. That is going to be their $100,000 bracket. If you're a hardcore, just a casual fan, BetOnline's $100,000 bracket madness is the play this tournament season. But remember, the NBA and XFL are still going strong, so whatever your passion is, BetOnline is the place to be. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One, BetOnline, to take advantage of the thing. Da-da-ding-da-ding-da-ding-da-ding. Also, some big NBA games coming up. We've got the Clippers and Rockets. We have the Pacers and the Bucks. College basketball, I don't give a fuck. UFC in Las Vegas, Israel Adesanya, and like I give a shit, man. If they let me just do whatever I wanted with the Bet Online spot, I'd be like talking about a lot of different shit, man. I wouldn't be just talking about whatever they got, but I'd be talking a lot of hockey and shit like that, just stuff that I'm interested in, you know. But I don't know, man. My favorite kind of gambling is like playing a game of cards. More than anything else. You know? That's my favorite kind of gambling. All right, so the 3rd of March 2019 is where we're going. 3rd of March 2019. You know, something fucked up with this mustache here, man. It's not quite even. And I remember when the girl cut my mustache, it was like, it seemed like it was perfect. Seemed like it was perfect to me. Hey, this is Shadow. Stay tuned for more Catscape. That's right, another one of Catscape with me, Smokey, and the Bandit. I don't know why. I like that voice. No. You know, something about that cracks me up. It's like a out of breath gangster. Hey, what are you trying to do? I don't know. I'm Smokey. What's it to you? So, February the 3rd, is that right? Yeah, February 3rd. Well, I was making some plans. I've already made my plane reservations, and I was making some other plans. I'll let you guys in on what it is I'm thinking. No, March 3rd, bitch, not February. Bitch! Are you bullshitting? How the fuck is that possible, man? The 3rd was a goddamn Sunday last year? Oh, is it because of leap year? So now we go back to 2018 then. Did I go to March? I got to find out if I'm doing this right. 2019, March 3rd, just so I know. Yeah, I did. Well, all right then. At least I know my mind, what I'm doing. 2018, March 3rd. Is that going to be Saturday? Likely. Yes, sir. Most likely, sir. It is. March 3rd's a Saturday. No, what happened to the goddamned... oh, there it is. Forces occultist, general scientist commentator Herb Sewell comment on this bit of anti-Masonic Jewish Nazi propaganda from 1943 occupied France. What the fuck was I showing? Come on. So now we go to March 3rd, 2017. God, I think I remember that show, or that movie, that show. I remember that show very interestingly. March 3rd, dude, there it is. From the very earliest days of our digital show comes this gem. What the fuck is this? General Shaw sounds completely different as to the show itself and a controversial move that created friction within our show staff. The Phil Hendry Show purchased the broadcast rights to the devil fucking Fred Phelps minus lube. What the fuck does that mean? The first mention of an animal known as the traveling squirrel. Phil ripped people that were criticizing coverage of the Malaysia Air. Kurt Quaid and Guy Barton. What the fuck are you talking about, man? That's insane. So, March 3rd, 2016. Yes. What I have to do is log in. I haven't logged in yet to this fucking goddamn thing. Christ on a crutch. Oh, my God. Boy, my beat. Fucking beat, man. Hey, let's go, motherfucker. Okay, I don't have a goddamn week. Come on, bitch. March 3rd, 26. Buttigieg, Klobuchar, or Rourke endorsing Biden. So long as they don't fuck around. You know, if you like Bernie, you like, if you don't, you don't. Don't pull that shit like that goddamn Wasserman Schultz did. Okay? That was bullshit. Like, we really needed that. That's why that woman has no credibility with me. When she opens her goddamn mouth, I don't listen to her at all. I don't give a fuck what she's got to say, okay? She doesn't recognize what she did. We should, if that had been an honest fucking election, hey, maybe Sanders would have been elected. Maybe he would have, if he'd been allowed to run. Anyway, I gotta shut my fucking mouth. March 3rd, Thursday. Here we go. Bobby Dooley talks about becoming a sugar baby in college. Somewhat. What the fuck is this bitch talking about, man? The fuck are you talking about, bitch? I mean, what? The shit this bitch, and the other thing she said to me the other day, which I will never forget as long as I live. No, man. There we go. All right, so tomorrow, man, I got a check. I got to write to the state of California. Got to remember to do that. Got to take that goddamn Channel Island Service District check over. We'll double check and see about the hotel reservations tomorrow. I mean, a lot of shit, man. All right. What is this, man? What's the date today? March the 3rd. Then the other thing I need to do is do the Hooray for Hollywood, August 2000, right? Yeah. Hooray for Hollywood, it's really got me. Hooray, hooray for Hollywood. Yeah. August 2000, baby. Baby. Wait a minute, man. I like that. The Lord above made man to help his neighbor. But with a little bit of luck, when he comes around, you won't be home. All right, man. God damn. Motherfucker. Yeah. With a little bit. With a little bit. With a little bit of luck, you won't be home. Bitch, if my old man was a sex surrogate and he wore a ponytail, I would not want to be in any fucking commercial with him, man, okay? This goddamn, this ED commercial, and it's got, the dude's got his son there, and get out, you just, no. And I like how, you know, my generation of guys, we're trying to get younger generation worried about ED, like you need to be, you know? Yeah, I know it happens to you occasionally, but it's not like a hormone problem or whatever the fuck it is happens to us. All right, dude. So, as I said before I was so rudely interrupted, the 3rd of March, 2016. Ought to be a groove, man. A groovy thing. All right, where are we at, man? 2016.
We've got heart. We've got heart.
A good ball club we haven't got. A good hitter we haven't got. What do we got?
We got heart.
Here we go. There we go, Governor. Right. It's time now to start the old...
Truth to what Phil's saying, because they all know.
All right. I just thought of something while I was hearing that song. That's a song called,
I'm
wearing the exact same shirt that I wore in 2016, this shirt. I just pulled this shirt out of a pile of shirts that I hadn't worn in years, and here I am wearing the goddamn thing in the year 2016. Now, what are the chances? Wait a minute. Here, I'll show you what I mean. Look at this, man. Now, how much different do I... Why am I sitting up higher in that picture? Did I shrink? Oh, you know what? The camera was zoomed in a little bit more than it was then, you know. Where's our zoom? Where's our zoom thing? Ah, shit. There it is. Is that it? Yeah, there it is. Right, that is, Governor. All right. I don't like that, but I don't. At least I didn't think I did. So, no, bitch. Anyway, I guess I was into the tornadoes or whatever. So look, I know I was a lot fatter then, that's for sure. Same shirt. Are you ready for that? All right, man. Let me get this queued up.
Not real success.
Yeah. The rumor was, and yeah. I don't think it's fair of me to be just talking about a guy unless I don't have his gun.
It was an interesting
conversation though, because
gives a shit, Phil.
He's a liberal. He's a far left liberal. So the fact that this man is black has absolutely nothing to do with the conversation, and Sean is going to be setting this guy straight. Bobby Dooley and...
Great, but I'm
Phil Henry, and the voices you hear on the show today, as is the case every day,
yeah,
are all performed by me. All the guests, all the callers, all the peoples, all to me.
Oh. There you go, man. I'm ready to cue it up, man.
Hi, I'm Phil Henry, and the voices you hear on the show today, as is the case every day, are all performed by me. All the guests, all the callers, all the peoples, all to me.
No, bitch. God damn it. The fuck you doing, Henry?
All right, I guess that's good enough. Here we go. Hi, I'm Phil Henry, and the voices you hear on the show today, as is the case every day, are all performed by me. All the guests, all the callers, all the peoples, all to me.
All right, there we go. Okay, so... Let's get this motherfucker on the road. That's 2016 we were listening to, and we are now here in the year of 2020, 4 years ago. 4 years ago. I don't look a whole lot different than I did then, but a little bit. Shall we start? Huh? Do you want to? You? Okay. Hey, guys, March has arrived, and we are only weeks away from the big tournament. Yes.